a local news crew came out to interview me before the game. "So, Arnold, how does it feel to play against your former teammates?" the sports guy asked me. "It's kind of weird," I said.
"How weird?"
"Really weird."
Yep, I was scintillating.
The sports guy stopped the interview. "Listen," he said, "I know this is a difficult thing. You're young, but maybe you could get more specific about your feelings."
"My feelings?" I asked.
"Yeah, this is a major deal in your life, isn't it?"
"Well, duh, yeah, of course it was a major deal. It was maybe the biggest thing in my life ever, but I wasn't about to share my feelings with the whole world. I wasn't going to start blubbering for the local sports guy like he was my priest or something. I had some pride, you know. I believed in my privacy. It wasn't like I'd called the guy and offered up my story, you know. And I was kind of suspicious that white people were really interested in seeing some Indians battle each other. I think it was sort of like watching dogfighting, you know. It made me feel exposed and primitive."
"So, okay," the sports guy said. "Are you ready to try again?"
"Yeah."
"Okay, let's roll." The camera guy started filming.
"So, Arnold," the sports guy said, "back in December, you faced your old classmates and fellow Spokane tribal members in a basketball game back on the reservation, and you lost. They're now the number one ranked team in the state, and they're coming to your home gym. How does that make you feel?"
"Weird," I said.
"Cut, cut, cut, cut," the sports guy said. He was mad now.
"Arnold," he said, "could you maybe think of a word besides weird?"
I thought for a bit.
"Hey," I said, "how about I say that it makes me feel like I've had to grow up really fast, too fast, and that I've come to realize that every single moment of my life is important, and that every choice I make is important, and that a basketball game, even a game between two small schools in the middle of nowhere, can be the difference between being happy and being miserable for the rest of my life."
"Wow," the sports guy said, "that's perfect. That's poetry.
Let's go with that, okay?"
"Okay," I said.
"Okay, let's roll tape," the sports guy said again and put the microphone in my face.
"Arnold," he said, "tonight you're going into battle against your former teammates and Spokane tribal members, the Wahpeton Redskins. They're the number one ranked team in the state, and they beat you pretty handily back in December. Some people think they're going to blow you out of the gym tonight. How does that make you feel?"
"Weird," I said.
All right, that's it," the sports guy said. "We're out of here."
"Did I say something wrong?" I asked.
"You are a little asshole," the sports guy said.
"Wow, are you allowed to say that to me?
I'm just telling the truth."
He had a point there. I was being a jerk.
"Listen, kid," the sports guy said, "we thought this was an important story. We thought this was a story about a kid striking out on his own, about a kid being courageous, and all you want to do is give us grief.